I'm sure you remember this restaurant, don't you? No, it's not where my parents work. You've been to their place, and it doesn't look anything like this. Especially not this fancy. No, why would I take you to the place that gave me food poisoning on... Wait, do you even know what day it is? Okay, obviously it's Friday, but that isn't really the answer I was looking for. And I would hope you actually know the answer I was looking for. Because I swear if you don't, then I'm going to walk out of here before they even come back with dinner. Oh my god, I hate you. But I also love you. But also stop doing that to me. If you knew it was our anniversary, then you shouldn't have just sat there and made yourself look like an idiot. And in front of, I don't know, somebody. So you remembered where this is, too. Great. Well, now, that person that passed by earlier is going to think you're a major screw-up. But you brought that on yourself for trying to make me think that you were. Yeah, I know. It's one of the things I like about you so much. Ha ha. But you did like this place a year ago, didn't you? I know you chose this place, but that doesn't mean you had a good time here. For all I know, you could have been putting on an act for my sake. We both know from 30 seconds ago that you like to do that to me. So it doesn't really answer my question. Fine. Okay, I get it. You like the place. Except this time, I got to take you here. And I almost thought you didn't even remember what day it was today, since you were acting so clueless for no reason. But at least you decided to look really good for me anyway. I guess I should have taken that as a hint that maybe you knew what this was about. Okay, I'm not that oblivious. Calm down. The only thing I didn't notice was your clothes, but I mean, I knew everything else. No, I didn't know you got me a gift. What did you... What? What is this? Has this just been in your pocket this whole time? Oh my... This is so pretty. It's even got that cut that I said I loved. Did you find this at some, like, random jewelry store? You had this necklace custom made? That must have cost you a lot. Well, yeah, it matters to me because I don't want you spending all your money on stuff like this. That's my job. But if you start buying stuff like this for me, then you'll end up broke before you know it. Because you already know I don't have expensive tastes, so you need to buy this for me. Like, I only want to get you better things. No, you don't have to feel bad about it. Wait. I choose to get you more expensive things because I can. I don't make all the money I do to sit on it all the time. I want to use it to spoil you a little. All right, fine. You can spoil me a little sometimes, too. This really does mean a lot, though, because I know how much thought you put into this. And that's what matters most to me, so thank you so much. Oh, I have a gift for you, too, but that's for later on. Ugh, Shut up. No, it's not something in the bedroom. It's an actual physical object. But right now isn't the time to give it to you. Just trust me. I'll get it to you today, but you just have to be more patient. Thank you. God, it really has been a whole year, hasn't it? Almost feels like forever with everything we've done so far. I mean, ever since the first couple of months, we've been with each other almost every day, and it's honestly starting to feel like a dream. Of course. When it comes to you, I always feel at my best. I know that they say the honeymoon phase tends to last a few months, but it really never seemed like it ended with you. No matter how much time we spend together, every day is somehow better than the last, which is why I always want to take you to places like this. I mean, yes, you can insist on paying, but you don't have to if you don't want to. I can take care of us, baby. But that's also part of what makes us so good together, you know? We can both provide for one another. Both like spending time together. We always love learning new things. But have you ever thought that it might be better if we finally moved into the same place? I mean, we're always either staying at your place or staying over at mine, so it would make sense, right? I mean, logistically and financially and... Of course, I know. It's a big commitment, but it's one that I want to make with you if you're up for it. You've actually been wanting to? Well, you should have said so sooner, because I would have said yes a long time ago. Plus, I don't know about you, but I haven't gotten tired of being around you for even a second, which only proves that we've been making this work, that we're a good fit for each other. And I honestly don't know how I'd be able to love you any more than this, but I'm sure you'd find a way to make that happen without even trying. Which is also why I wanted to ask you something else, but I wasn't really sure what you'd think. Well, I did get you an anniversary gift too, like I said. It's kind of the same, but also a little different from what you got for me. I thought I was going to wait until after we had dinner. I don't know, probably during dessert I'd ask you about it, but I've already been really nervous ever since we walked in the door. It's fine, don't rush me. I have to say this right. Because you mean so, so much to me. You have no idea. And it's because of that every day I end up falling more in love with you than I was the day before. So I ended up getting you something that's a little more permanent to show you what I could never put into words. Hold on, you'll see why I'm getting up. Just wait a second before I embarrass myself more. I love spending every day with you, no matter what we do together. And if by some miracle you happen to feel the same, then I would really love to be blessed with spending the rest of my life with you, too. Yes, I know it's a ring. I get that it's not like a traditional engagement ring, since I didn't really feel like that was your kind of thing, I guess. Plus, I'm sure you didn't even expect me to propose, but I think it suits you. Oh, come on! You know, you don't have to go out and get me a ring if you don't need to. Let me take care of you sometimes. Take care of us. And also, please give me some kind of answer, because I probably look really stupid down here on my knee. You will? Oh my god, thank you. I fucking love you. I know, right? It came out so good. I also had this one custom made for you because I wanted to find something that was more like your style. Do you, like, for real like it? I'm so glad you do. I was so nervous. Yeah, obviously. And I know, like, obviously we haven't been together for that long, but I really didn't want to wait. And this just felt like really right to me. I don't know. Especially like, I don't know, it's our anniversary. It just made the day like more special. Plus it lets us keep this day as our anniversary for more than just one thing, you know? You mean everything to me, babe. And that's not gonna change. I made up my mind some time ago, even if I had to wait until now to tell you how I felt. But it's better that we waited, right? It gave us some more time to learn about each other and do so many new things that only brought us closer together, little by little. And I mean, I wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Oh god, I almost forgot about dinner. My stomach has been in so many knots, I could barely think about food. Do you think she saw what just happened? I kind of hope not, because I'm sure I looked just as embarrassing as I felt. Are you sure? Because I felt about 2 seconds away from falling over. All right, fine. I'll believe you on this one. I'm just... Oh my god, I can't believe you said yes. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't have been scared to ask in the first place. I love you.